During the turmoil of the late 1960s, war in Vietnam, the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy, there was a painter here in California creating a series of tranquil, glowing canvases. They made his reputation and transfixed art lovers. Now, those works, the Ocean Park series, are on view at the Orange County Museum of Art, about an hour's drive from where they were painted. In Southern California, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visits the work and one-time studio of Richard Diebenkorn.
Main Street in the Ocean Park neighborhood of Santa Monica is two blocks from the Pacific Ocean and hums with cars, young families pushing strollers, aging hippies, and fancy coffee.
Can I get a cappuccino cup?
You can get the aroma of ocean behind the Mocha Java, or bop into the Beyond O2 Waterhouse on Main Street for extremely safe thirst quenching.
What we do is we take water that we clean first. We take out the fluoride, jet fuel.
Walk a bit, sipping water, coffee, whatever, past shops, restaurants, and beachy bungalows that can go for $1 million or more. In 2012, Ocean Park is very different from what it was in 1967 when Richard Diebenkorn began painting his Ocean Park series here.
It was still pretty derelict around here. There were a lot of artists. John
Kimberly Davis directs the L.A. Louvre Gallery in nearby Venice Beach. Diebenkorn visited that gallery every week when he worked in Ocean Park.
So if there were so many artists, that means the rent was cheap.
Really cheap.
So they were living really on the edge here, literally the edge of the country, but also the edge of...
The edge of the city and everything that was really civilized. It was just where people could afford to live.
Diebenkorn's first Ocean Park studio, where he began making the big, gently colored, geometric canvases of his series, was on Ashland Avenue. Then he moved to Main Street.
He built this building here, where there's an architect's offices now, and it's even designated his studio on the outside, which is something I've actually never noticed before.
2448 Main Street, and somebody put up a plaque, very handsome one, by the way. Richard Diebenkorn Studio from 1975 to 1988. Could we just take a look at the space, get a sense of it?
We go inside and upstairs.
And then you can see how you would open up these windows. And now, of course, the trees are really blocking that view, but you would have been able to see right up the hillside.
Which is just what Diebenkorn did, looked up at the geometry of the hillside, how the streets crossed one another. Counterintuitive, isn't it, turning his back on the ocean? But it's the light he was after.
I don't know if this will make sense. I've never verbalized this before, but I see it as like a clarion call.
Sarah Bancroft curated the Diebenkorn show at the Orange County Museum of Art. It's the first big retrospective of the Ocean Park series, this series about light.
I love the light here. I grew up in Arizona where there's very harsh yellow light, and the light here is quite different. There's a very airy quality to it.
It's such a pale light.
Yes.
It's almost white, but there's a softness to it.
There is.
It's just so compelling. It's so seductive.
It is.
It shimmers. Richard Diebenkorn, looking up at the Ocean Park Hills through his studio's big windows, paints not the landscape, but the quality of the light on the landscape, framed by the angled geometry of those windows. He's an abstract painter. His shapes are architectural. His colors, chalky, pasteled blues, violets, yellows, greens, make the geometry shimmer.
They're very architectonic, but they're also lyrical. That's kind of a dangerous word to use with the work. And yet, you know, he was the first to acknowledge that music was so important, and there is a relationship between his work and music.
He loved Bach, Mozart, played music in the Ocean Park studio as he painted. Richard Diebenkorn worked on his Ocean Park series over 20-plus years. He made some 145 paintings in the series. Each was numbered chronologically. Curator Sarah Bancroft says many of the canvases have ghosts. Number 79, for example, painted in 1975, you can see it at npr.org, blues, lavenders, aquas, and the ghosts of his earlier decisions about color.
So he painted and repainted. He would scrape away, paint some more. He would focus on one area and then decide He would move on to another and destroy something he had worked on for quite a while because he felt like he was treating it too preciously. And he identified it as just wanting to get everything right. Everything right. Light, color, space, volume, the whole composition. But he wasn't afraid to show the mistakes.
Ocean Park 79 is a big canvas, 93 inches by 83 inches, full of little moments.
There are these interesting little drips along one part where he had applied paint, and he left it there. You know, yeah. That was just one moment happening in the painting.
And I love just this skinny little horizontal strip of red
yes.
near the top. It comes in a way out of nowhere, but it grounds it,
it
at
does.
The top.
They're just gorgeous compositions of color. I really do see them as kind of music.
Richard Diebenkorn created his Ocean Park series from 1967 to 1988. He died in 1993. Through the agonies of Vietnam, the anti-war protests, the resignation of a president, a gas crisis, and unremitting change, he painted these calm, curator Bancroft calls it riotous calm, and incandescent canvases, paintings that must be experienced.
The average viewer spends about 4 seconds looking at a painting, maybe five, in any museum. These paintings, there's so much going on. They're so delicate and beautiful and sumptuous. To truly appreciate them, not only do you need to spend more than 5 seconds with them, it would be ideal if you can spend hours and hours with them.
There's all the time you like right now at the Orange County Museum of Art. Richard Diebenkorn, the Ocean Park series, is there until the end of May. After that, it travels to the Corcoran Gallery in Washington, D.C. In Southern California, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can spend hours looking at some of Diebenkorn's paintings at npr.org if you like. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.